Liz Kirkus from Catskill, and you're listening to WGXC Acra, Catskill, and Hudson.
Next time you find yourself using a rideshare, make it more interesting. Ask the driver to put on 90.7 FM WGXC Acra Radio for open ears.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Page of Ghent, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Did you know that Wave Farms WGXC 90.7 FM has its own app? The Wave Farm Radio app, available for both iOS and Android, allows users to listen to live audio from any of the Wave Farm web streams, including WGXC 90.7 FM, Standing Wave Radio, the installations in the Wave Farm Art Park, and other partner streams. And you can also find us on the Bloomberg Connects app, where you can explore the Wave Farm Art Park installations and the Pomotsitok Wak Kulistok, an indigenous sound walk. Plan your visit and learn more about what Wave Farm has to offer at wavefarm.org.
90.7 FM.
Acra, Hudson, Catskill.
For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. Electric vehicles are selling in rural America, but charging them can be tricky. The Daily Yonder found that 45% of rural counties had at least one fast EV charging port, compared to more than 75% of metropolitan counties, with the Trump administration cutting funds that would close that gap. Lauren McDonald with EV analytics firm Perrin says it's a catch-22.
The deck is stacked against those rural areas because there aren't A, the trends, and B, the economic viability to motivate private industry to put them there.
There are now some 60,000 fast-charging ports nationwide, but Congress is poised to end tax credits for buying an EV, as well as support for building out the charging network.
There are some things that literally require government help, or otherwise it's never going to happen.
Meanwhile, EV sales are still on the rise in the U.S. A mental health group says it's focusing on early childhood education in seven states to build comprehensive support for community mental health and well-being. LaMeda will partner with Save the Children's Rural Early Educators with what they call an ecological approach. Lynn Knox with LaMeda says supporting caregivers will help with Save the Children's goal of kids reading by third grade.
We partner with organizations like Save the Children to make sure that their staff has the training and the tools necessary.
Knox says the ecological approach recognizes that community, family, and economic stress impacts children's well-being and can burn out the adults who care for them.
Being able to support them allows us to then support the communities.
More than two-thirds of U.S. mental health care deserts are in rural or partially rural communities. A once-segregated Mississippi movie theater is getting a new life. Anya Slepian explains.
The historic Paramount Theater in downtown Clarksdale was abandoned in the 90s. But along with an empty department store, the space is being transformed by Griot Arts, a local nonprofit. Rebecca Pleasant-Patterson is the executive director.
We need more spaces. We need more opportunities to engage with our youth and our community members to tell their own stories.
The theater was segregated for nearly 50 years, and the metal stairway that served as the entrance for Black patrons is still standing. Griot Arts Deputy Director Ben Lewis says addressing this history up front is a critical part of the project.
How do we take a place that was built to be segregated and turn it into a place where everybody feels not just welcome, but they have a place at the table that it was set for them?
I'm Anya Slepian.
For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.
Exploring Science in the Sea.
The great white shark probably is the most feared of all ocean animals. It gained that scary reputation 50 years ago, thanks to a blockbuster movie, Jaws. The movie premiered on June 20th, 1975, and quickly became the all-time box office champion. It scared a lot of people out of the water and set off a frenzy of shark killings. People killed thousands of them and even competed in shark hunting tournaments. Great whites can be fearsome. They're responsible for more human deaths than any other species of shark. In fact, a series of attacks along the New Jersey coast in 1916 was one of the inspirations for the novel upon which the movie was based. But the sharks aren't nearly as nasty as portrayed on screen. The movie version was much bigger than any real great white ever seen, and it was stronger and more tenacious. Biologists say that great whites don't pursue humans. Instead, a shark may attack because it confuses a person or surfboard with a seal, one of its favorite meals. Great whites don't have especially good eyesight, and they probably are colorblind. So they look for dark silhouettes on the surface, contrasted with the bright sky above. And scientists recently suggested a way to use that trait to keep the sharks from attacking. Researchers towed seal decoys behind a boat in shark-infested waters, and they found that adding stripes of bright lights to the underside of a decoy kept the sharks at bay, making it safer to get back in the water. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is on the web at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
Time now for your good news for a good planet. Nano Bubble Rescue. Water is life. Yet only 3% of the Earth's water is considered suitable for drinking. Of that, over 40% is still contaminated, posing a threat to ecosystems and life on Earth. After learning that a lake near his childhood home in Lima, Peru, had become massively polluted, Peruvian scientist Marino Morikawa invented a remarkable way to restore it. Using his own money and his background in big industrial science, he adapted a nanobubble technique normally used in wastewater treatment to clean up the 123-acre ecosystem. Nanobubbles are micro-tiny bubbles of gas. In contaminated water, they act like microscopic magnets, attracting and catching viruses and bacteria. The nano mixture is organic and it traps waterborne pathogens while leaving behind beneficial bacteria. The system took 6 months to create and it cleaned the entire wetlands in just 4 months. Since then, over 40 bird species, along with dozens of other animal and fish species, have returned to the once polluted waters. Morikawa's patented nanobubble system has gone on to clean up other contaminated lakes and wetlands across the world. His innovative approach is now restoring hundreds of wetland ecosystems and offering hope for our planet, its water bodies, and all life around the world. And this is Mandy from GoodNewsGoodPlanet.com.
Thank you. Well, yeah, it could mess up your summer. It could also just mess up your weekend, depending on how bad the hit is. You know, if you got loaner insurance or whatever. Yeah. You know, while we're on the subject, let me ask you. You are a business in the city of in Columbia County.
Yes.
You're not like the grocery stores and the corner stores that have rising costs. Has any costs gone up for you?
You mean the stores? What kind of stores?
Like, you know how the grocery stores prices have gone up, the food prices? But you're But you're not a grocery store. Has any prices gone up for you at in your line of work? Has something gone up? I mean, gas has been pretty decent lately. What about, do you have any other overhead expenses? Is it insurance? Well, did insurance go up?
Well, yeah, it went up in the renewal. I think it for everybody went up. Like, my sister, she don't drive. She's a disabled woman. And the insurance went up. I think it was $150.
No! More.
Wow. And that destroyed her budget. That she's living on Social Security, and that destroyed her budget. Like, you know,
I bet.
And then to me, it went up on my insurance. It went up too. It went $170, $180 more. I asked them why, and they told me this. I could not believe this.
What
and
did
I
they
got
say?
Three friends. They, I got three friends that work with insurance, and they say the same thing to me.
Wow.
Because other people are crashing, someone else has to pay.
No.
This is exactly what insurance company, and it's not one.
Oh, my
gosh. I work with all insurance company. When they go get in the crash cars, I have to deal with them. And they told me the same thing. It's because other people crashing, depend on the area. And I say, I'm upstate New York. I'm not in New York City. And they say, yeah, but you know, for everybody's going up. And
wow.
I said, you just can like that. You can do it. Like just you go up on the prices, and they say, yeah, we can do it. Mm. And they don't got no, you know. I guess they don't have nobody to hold them accountable for doing that because
they've got to have somebody. Governor like Hochul, the mayors. There's got to be somebody that can hold the insurance companies accountable. Because first of all, we in this country cannot move an inch without insurance. Whether it is coverage for your vehicle, for your health, for your home, for your rental, for your business, we don't make a move without insurance. So there has to be somebody that can be held accountable because they cannot just be running free, balling and just bending everybody over. That can't be it. That can't be a thing. I mean, we already got National Grid doing it. National Grid been doing it since last year, and that's become a real problem.
Well, so I hope I don't get in trouble for saying this, but our toll policy changed for New York State, and I guess the insurance company somehow they complain about toll truck company charging a bill for when it's car accidents, and we got a cap now, and they say that we can charge so much, but they don't count the factor where we risk our life every second that we on the road. See? Dealing with people they're on the phone, people they're speeding through the road, people they're not paying attention. Like they want us to, okay, you're gonna charge this, but and that's it. Your life here don't cost anything else, you know?
So you're saying like, that not only did your insurance go up, but also the parameters in which you run your business have been compromised by that same insurance company.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like pretty much they're telling us you want to charge this and it's nothing you can do. Mm. And that's the big factor for me is that we're risking our life every single second that we're there. Like today, I went to do a impound, right? With no license in Taconic. And the cars go 55, 65 miles an hour in a narrow street. Like
there's no shoulder. Taconic, there's no shoulder. There's no shoulder.
There's no shoulder. Even that they see the police, the state trooper, they do a great job. The state trooper, when they turn the lights, they come out, they signal. Even when they signal the people, they still don't pay attention and they pass really close to
us. I cannot even imagine. I would have anxiety. I would have high anxiety.
They call. When I was over there today, they call on the radio because someone didn't move over.
What?
If you know. So people that they don't know, New York State now, you have to move.
Over and the cop that he was with me, he called and said, hey, this car went too fast, too close to us, and he didn't move over, and he got stopped.
Wow.
And he got a ticket. If you see the tow truck, you see the cops, you see the firefighters, you see the EMS, you see that kind of people, that people there for to help.
Yeah.
You know?
The emergency and services, they're first responders. Yeah, your first responders. It is important that your health and safety is important so that we can be rescued or saved or helped because, hello, we need each other.
Yeah. So, yeah, and it impacts a lot. The insurance company, some way and somehow, they got a lot of power over us.
Well, you don't. It's not just you. It's not just you because I remember.
They got a lot of power, and I guess that's the what they say, the 1% controlling the 99%.
It's something because they also do things unjustly, like when those tornadoes happen in certain areas and there's destruction and flooding, and they all of a sudden the thing in California, they told those people that lost their homes to the fire that they cannot cover.
And that's crazy to me. So
you pay your home insurance for 10, 15 years, and the one time you need them, they just flop and they can't cover you. Where did your money go? And then they had the nerve to say, we can give you back your money. That's not how that go.
That should be like that. It should be like, if they do not want to cover, give me every single penny that I give you.
But here's the problem. Here's the problem is that they take that money, right? And they invested in the stock market. So that money has a different value than the hundred and something dollars you gave them. Like for me, I'm a landlord. And when my tenant gave me her security deposit, I had to immediately put that into an escrow account where it earns dividends. Because at the end of the day, when she goes to leave my place and get that money back, she's getting it back with interest. So the same way the insurance company is supposed to do that, and they make money off of that interest, they can't just give you back, let's say, $15,000 for over 20 years of payments. No, because that's not what you bought. You bought something higher than what you were giving out. So that's not fair.
Yeah. I wrote a letter to Governor Hochul, and let her know how they can just say that you're gonna charge this, you're not gonna charge that. And they don't see the factor that we risk our life, doing that kind of job.
That
kind of job, costs $125,
Yeah. I have to say that for me, when you talked about putting in that letter, I kind of went up a notch in my eyes. And I'm going to tell you why. I remember my English teacher telling me there was power in the pen. And I didn't understand what she meant by that. And what it means is that When you're not satisfied, or even when you are satisfied, the strongest advocacy you have is to make your voice heard in the places that it can be heard, right? And so you didn't just vent it to your friends, you didn't just talk about it on the radio like we're doing right now. You actually took it another step and you went to the people that govern this country, this state. And you let them hear your voice. Even if you don't get a response, the point is that you were able to say to yourself, I know where this can go and who it has to go to. And you made sure that they got it. And I think that everybody should practice that. Everybody should practice taking a moment, not calling, not sending an email, but actually writing a letter, because the letter chain is a lot more effective than an email. There's got to be a chain reaction to a letter. The letter's got to be received. It's got to be notated and go through some places that an email will never go and an email will never touch. That's why I said there's power in the pen. And that's huge. And if people from this country don't know that, and people that are not from this country know that, we got to keep educating people for sure.
Yeah, it's better to just write a paper than throw a rock.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good analogy.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh my God, a little poultry.
Where's Carmen Lucia?
Well, your daughter is at her grandma's.
Oh, she's at Abuela's house.
Yeah, she was arguing with her brother because, he won the tablet and she better start reading a book.
Yeah, absolutely. While I have you on the phone, I get this weekly astrology thing from someone. And oddly enough, you're on here. Your astrology's on here because we are looking for the strawberry moon, which is coming, or it's here already. I think it's coming tonight. The strawberry full moon. And they said this moon is only around every 19 years. I heard that, but I also heard that it came around a few years ago, so I'm not sure. It's like the freaking cicadas. They said the cicadas only supposed to come around every so-and-so years. How many years do we hear those cicadas for real? We heard those cicadas
for like...
It was like every year. I'm like, what? Aren't they supposed to go away now? All right, so the strawberry moon is a moon that is for identity and appearance. So for Libra, communication is open. You have expressed yourself. You're having hard conversations this month. You're changing up your network and how you move. You're having blessings brought onto you in your business and in your relationships because you have chosen to open up and communicate. So Libra, if you're out there and you're listening, your hard work is being paid off. You're opening up and you're listening. I wonder if this letter that you sent to Governor Hochul will have a response. That would be crazy if you get a response from Governor Hochul now that you've decided to open up and communicate more.
I'm not like, oh, I want to answer, but at least say something, you know? Yeah, we understand that you guys risking your life and doing this. And that's another thing that I know so far this year. I know that there is 7 tow truck drivers that died already. 7.
What? That's high.
Two are from here, from New York.
Wow.
2 in New York. They, you know, one. I saw one. It was in Georgia, and the guy got destroyed. They took him apart. Another truck.
It was a passing. Oh.
They were passing, and he destroyed his body.
Wow.
Like, you know, it's a big risk to, you know, do that job. And I just hope that, you know, if there's someone listening, they know her or they close to her, to the office, let them know, please. We should sit down a conversation with all tow truck companies.
Imagine if tow truck companies, like the trucks that were delivering the food. Remember how they were going to go on strike? Imagine if tow truck companies went on strike. Now, some people might think, oh, I'm not bothered. I'm not worried about that. Think hard, because when a vehicle is disabled in the road, who do you think is coming to get that vehicle out the road? It's not your mama. It's not your father. It's the tow truck company, right?
Yeah.
And that's the biggest thing, because they clear obstacles. They get things out of the road. They're a part of
It's a big Spanish community in Hudson that, you know, I think we will have some listeners.
I think
because
you would.
I know great music that people would like. And now I just found out that American people like Bad Bunny.
Oh, they love Bad Bunny.
I got something that I can play for them.
Well, thank you so much.
I just got to get the
computer guy.
Yeah.
But Let's see what happens. We're in conversations and see what happens if we get that going.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. All right.
I see you later.
Thank you, everybody. Have a blessed day and enjoy the weather, because the rain
is hot.
Saturday again.
Don't remind us. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Rain. It's going to rain. All right, Sheila. Have a good one.
Thanks. I see you.
All right. Bye-bye.
So, guys, you've been listening to WJXC's Thursday Afternoon Show. I'm your host, Sheila G. You just heard Luis Antonio Ayala Rivera, who is the owner of Mandingo Towing and Service, a local business here in Columbia County. I am broadcasting live from East Greenbush, New York. I stopped to get a little iced coffee and just decided to give you guys 100% concentrated attention for the hour that I'm with you. I love doing the radio show. I love WGXC, and I feel like, you know, like rushing and driving home and having you guys do errands with me, it's fun and it's cute, but sometimes we lose service, and then when you lose service, you lose connection, and then, you know, the momentum is broken. So I didn't want to keep experiencing that. So that's why I'm here now, sitting still, giving you what I got. Let me continue with the astrology, because, you know, I decided to do a little every week I start to write things down that I want to give you. And that astrology is a part of it. And I did see someone that they didn't have the nerve or audacity. They just kind of let me know that I sounded like I didn't like their particular sign, their astrology sign. And I'm going to try to be universal and not try to put any extra oomph on things. So I just read Libra, and as you know, Libra is from September to October. I'm going to read Scorpio now because I am a Scorpio, right? So I got to read, I got to represent, and that is from the end of October, well, October 23rd, and it goes to November 21st. And it says, Scorpio, money and investments bring security, which you have taken time to invest in. Sell possessions that you no longer value or use, because you could become a hoarder. You know, when I wrote this down, I was just kind of like on autopilot because I had a bunch of things that I was doing. And I feel a little targeted right now. But anyway, yeah. It says that for my sign. So that's Scorpio. Let me go to the next. We have Virgo. Virgo says change is coming. Whether you're moving, redecorating, or changing how you are in relationships, changing how the community you have, Virgo is up for a lot of change right now, which, you know, change is good. And Virgo is from August to September. So if you're wondering if you're in there, where you are in time and place, I mentioned it last time that I kind of thought, gee, you know, that it's a little arrogant of me to assume that everyone is up to, you know, whatever on astrology. Maybe some people don't know all about the astrology, so I should give it to you in a digestible way. All right, so now we are going to read about Leo. And as you know, Leo the Lion is my son Cruz, and they are the performers, the conceited one, as they say sometimes. Although I don't find my son to be conceited at all. Am I saying that from a mother's perspective? No. I would say no matter what, because I see him every day and I see how he shows up. So, yeah, I don't see conceited in him. Do I see assurity and, like, confidence? Yes. Maybe somebody else might see it differently. I don't know. Anyway, Leo is from July 23rd, which means Leo season is coming. It's almost loading. Until August 22nd. And it says for Leo, self-expression is upon you. Remember, we're in a strawberry moon, so identity and appearance is upon us. Change situations. It's either you're going to be ending something that's not growing, or you're going to be growing something that you find value in. That is for Leo. Let's go to Cancer, because it's definitely coming up. Cancer season is upon us. Cancer is from June 21st to July 22nd. And Cancer says health. You have to pay attention to your health right now. You're either going to be changing some things to bring about a better health, or you're going to be changing your lifestyle to bring about a better health. And some examples of that is cleaning out your closets, changing up your work environment or where you're working, and in opening up to see who your real enemies are. That's Cancer. And then we have Gemini. We are in Gemini season right now. My mom's a Gemini. And Gemini is from May 21st to June 20th. And what are they saying for Gemini? They're saying for Gemini, relationships have a big significance right now. And they're going to show up for you the way you showed up for them. That's Gemini. Taurus. My twins are Tauruses. The Bull. And Taurus's birthday is from April 20th to May 20th. Nice and clean, right? Taurus says you're going to go through some cycles right now, a rebirth and death of some things. You're going to have revelations revealed to you, and you're going to be in for a change. But as with Taurus, as everybody knows, because you are such workers, that death and rebirth is going to bring about a whole new surge of the Taurian. So don't be shy to look at the change and consider it to be a bad thing. Look at it as a way for you to self-express, for you to get to that next level of your life. Aries, Tom's an Aries. Oh, how I love Aries. Can you hear it in my voice? Aries is from March 21st to April 19th. My son, my oldest son is an Aries, I just have to say. And I love him to pieces. So, yeah. But anyways, it's Aries. We already know what that's like. Aries is travel and new situations and new surroundings are upon you. Whether you want to or not, you will be in the phase of changing something, and it has to do with your location. So take with that what you will. I don't know what that means. I don't know if that's all Aries. It might just be the March Aries. It might just be the April Aries. Not sure. Might be both. All right. Pisces. My boy Junior is a Pisces. And Pisces is from February. Where is it? I just saw it. See, I wrote all this time. I took time, y'all. I be taking time. February 19th to March 20th. And Pisces is closing cycles, realignment, change in terms of the page. It said change in terms of the patriarchy, which I thought was like the weirdest thing to see in an astrology, because it's not like Pisces is only one gender. So I'm not really sure, but I'm just reading what I got because I signed up for this thing and I'm actually paying for it because I like the presentation of it. It doesn't dog me down in a bunch of moon cycles and all that stuff. Even though the moon is relevant to astrology, it doesn't do that whole... Anyway, it just kind of gives you a glaze, right? Which is that what I need? A glaze and a short thing. And I always don't write everything because I don't feel like everything really... Anyway, so that's Pisces. Again, closing out cycles of things that have been happening, realignment, and a change in the patriarchy. Take with that what you will. Don't know what that means. Aquarius. My sister's an Aquarian. January 21st to February 18th. And it says you're changing associations. You're making new networks and new connections. Everything that you've wanted, that you've written down and scribed. And they use the word scribe. So if you don't know what that word means, it's a nice time to call it a vocabulary session and look it up. New scribes of your future planning have now come to fruition. Ooh, that sounds nice. That was Aquarius. Capricorn. Capricorn is from December 21st to January 20th. And I have two brothers that are Capricorns. Can you believe it? Capricorn cannot control everything. You have to rest. You find that you're sleeping more. It is your body and your mind telling you to rest, to let go of control and sabotage. I didn't know Capricorns be sabotaging. Ooh. And spiritual cleansing is necessary to achieve your next level. Child, I'm telling you, this astrology that I began is it. All right. And last but not least, Sagittarius. Sagittarius is from November 22nd to December 21st. And my auntie's a Sag. I got a few friends that are Sagges. Shout out to Patty, another Sag. Sagittarius is a vibe. I used to not really understand my relationship with Sag, but then I realized what it is. Sag got boundaries. Sag is party. Sag will show up, will show out, will come expected to be how they're supposed to come. But my stepmom's a Sag. But if you cross their boundaries, hear me, if you cross them Sag boundaries, baby, don't be mad when shots get fired because, hello, you cross them boundaries. Okay, and it says release all your old beliefs. Live authentically in the now. You are exactly where you're meant to be right now. Take time to appreciate where you are and who you are right now. And I feel like that could go for anybody, but I'm not going to take it from Sag, right? We're not going to do that because we don't want to cross no boundaries. But I feel like that is something that's definitely something that Sages probably have to hear a lot more often. You know, because they're definitely people that tend to hold on to things that they believe and they value. And it's hard to change your belief system and your value system. It is actually damn hard to do that. But I think if you're going to do that, it takes somebody who has the ability to research, reflect, and then pivot, right? So, yeah. That was the astrology for the week of this week, ending on the 18th. Hopefully you like what you heard. I don't think there was anything negative in that, in those messages. Hopefully you take with it what you can, or with a grain of salt. And you know, you just kind of move accordingly. None of these things are meant to be anything other than just what it is. It is not meant to give people, just take it as advice from a person who may not or may know you. Yeah. I don't want nobody in my inbox talking about some, you told me this and you said that, and look, I'm not with it. Anyway, moving right along. Oh, and I wrote a little note here in the back of it. It's not until the 18th. I'm sorry. It's until the 14th. It's until the 14th. I got to read my notes. And it says, remember, you have what you have to lose. And on the 14th, they're saying there's chaos coming. And for all those, these are for all the signs. As chaos comes and wields itself, you may feel like you want to get caught up in the chaos. And what the astrologer says is don't. It is actually do the opposite. So in Islam, there's a saying, if you're angry, take a walk. If you can't take a walk, sit down. If you can't sit down, lay down. And that's it, it goes like that, right? So like, yeah, if you can't lay down, go take a doggone shower. Find a way to cool yourself off, to reflect, to take a little self-control. Because I got to tell you, chaos loves nothing more than a person who does not have self-control. And we know what self-control can do, and what it can do when you don't have it, right? You can completely destroy and obliterate your family, your future, the things you've worked for, the things that you stand by, your name, your reputation. None of these things are wanton. None of these things are things that should be taken advantage of. It should not be taken lightly. So go with that. You've been listening to WGXC's Thursday Afternoon Show. I'm your host, Sheila G. We are in the fund drive month. We are having fundraising because this is listener supported radio. And I think I'm going to go in right now to my email, because I have to be grateful to Meredith and Galen and everybody that is at the radio station for doing a great job of emailing and getting us all the information that we need as programmers and producers to do our job with our shows. You know, some people might say it's a little email heavy. And I'm saying to myself, what other way could you get it? And that's it. You know what I'm saying? What other way? So the pledge drive is Ripples Make Waves. That sounds so cute, especially since we're on an estuary. Isn't that cute? All right. Let me go in and let me see what the pledge drive is saying, because you guys need to hear it all. And for those people who've said that every time you come on and you actually decide to listen to Wave Farm, you're hearing a pledge drive. What I'm saying is that you should realize that as listener supported radio goes, we are not able to fully control all the things that we can control. One thing we can control is how we get our messages of need out to you. And I think that's huge. In class, they asked us to do a small narrative on something that we've given or something that we've gotten. And I gave the concept of asking for help, which I think is truly, truly underrated and undervalued and not really practiced enough. And I think when you ask for help, you do a few things. You tend to make people aware of your need. You tend to make people aware of what you need and how you need it, right? Because when you ask for help, you got to know. I wrote down in the essay that you have to know, first of all, you have to do a self-assessment. What do you need, right? What do you need? And after you do that self-assessment, the next step is, who do you need it from? And are you able and capable to ask that person in a way that they can understand you and get the thing that you are trying to give them so that they can, if they can, help you, right? So the Ripple Makes Wave pledge drive, as Wayne's World, Wayne Campbell says, or Heather Locklear does in the ad for Fabergé shampoo, if you prefer, Well, you know how these things start. One guy tells another guy something, and then he tells two friends, and they tell two friends, and their friends tell their friends, and so on and so on and so on. So here at WGXZ, we believe that each and every listener, each programmer, each broadcaster, and each donation creates a ripple effect. During these times when funding for the arts and public media has been cut, the Ripples Make Wave Pledge Drive is an opportunity for WGXC's community to make waves. Who's in our pond but doesn't know about us yet? Who are our waves touching but haven't donated yet before? Now's your time. The Ripple Make Wave Drive is the time to let people know who we are, what we do, and what we can do for them. What we do, we provide entertainment. We provide an escape. We provide sound. We provide a moment in time that cannot be duplicated. Now, you can go in the archive and you can hear it, of course, at any time. But in that moment when it's live and it's being given to you in its most purest, raw, and live nature, we're all at that moment in time getting something very precious. Let your listeners and community know that they matter and that their participation makes a difference. Now I'm reading this from the desk of Meredith Cooey and Galen, who have done a great job in giving us the information that we need to get to. We're looking for 250 donations of any amount, and we're looking for them to be, they can be, you know, the one that recurs, the recurring subscription, but they can also be they can also be something that you just do one-time donations. Whichever way you can do it, we appreciate it all. We love the stuff that folds, but we will definitely take the stuff that jingles that you got in a coffee can in the house that's just full of whatever. We'll take that too. Also, many thanks to Casey of Capital District's Democratic Socialist Good Time Hour, who was the first person in our meeting when we had our meeting for the pledge drive last week. So I gave you a little bit of what we have going on. We all know that everybody has a need right now. And with arts being cut, our need is clearly the need that you have also for being heard or hearing something that might take you away just for a few minutes, give you a little bit of solace, a little bit of entertainment, a little bit of knowledge, maybe something you love to hear, a music, a tune, or your favorite broadcaster's voice just coming through the airwaves as you sit and just kind of take a moment. If you want to call in, we're taking calls. The phone number is on air calls is 518-622-2598, extension 3. The info line is 518-622-2598, extension 2. If you want to leave a feedback for any of the programs you listen to that you love on top of your donation, that number is 518-622-2598, extension 4. I'm Cela G. I'm a part of the Thursday afternoon show. My co-host Tommy D is away until the end of the month, so I'm doing this for him and myself. And like I said, we've been doing this. I've been only doing this since 18. And he's been doing it, I think, 13, 14 years now. And the one thing we both agreed to is that our first love was radio. Our first love was radio because, you know, like, sound is the thing that we all recognize as one of the first things you get out of the womb, right? You get inside the womb, you get the sound of your mom's heartbeat. Outside of the womb, you get the sound of your own voice. You get the sound of your parents' voice if you can hear it. You know, you get the sound of loved ones. And radio is that. It is sound. So I just wanted to give you that stuff. Hopefully you'll be able to donate. Hopefully you'll be able to contribute. We do this out of the goodness of our heart with our free time. We do not get paid for our time. And, you know, even if they offered me a salary, I would donate it all back. I believe in donation. I believe in volunteerism. I believe that more than the military is the cornerstone of any country, of any state, of any city, of any town, of any community, of any place that you gather, volunteering, coming together, and being of service. That is what it's about. So that was my pitch. Hopefully you're not too bored. I'm going to take a minute and drink a little bit of my iced coffee, because, you know, a girl's got to drink, especially in this heat. Let me play something for you, and hopefully you like it. If it was up to Luis, I would play Hispanic music all the time. And he, you know, we both love all the music. He listens to reggae probably more than I do, which is, it's crazy, but he says a lot of the musicians came to Puerto Rico, which I think is cool. But I think I'm going to go in a different way today. Let me just find it. Brrr. Because, you know, sometimes I research stuff, sometimes I don't. And I love hearing new music for the first time. And I like hearing music that's something that's like, something that brings back my childhood, reminds me of a different time. And if you guys have been on, if you've been on Instagram, you've been seeing this like trend for Hot Work with Mr. Vegas. So I'm going to give you some of that, and I'll be back in a few minutes. Thank you so much for listening. Hold on, I gotta start back because the beginning is like the gem. Let me go back to the beginning. All right, here we go.
Dancing, dancing.
And that was Mr. Vegas Hot Wok, W-U-K. Yeah. And I got to tell you that the one person that I follow the most with this song is a guy that's from Brixton, or from, he's from England. And he wears dress pants, white socks with black shoes and a button down. And he does this dance everywhere with all kind of people, with kids, with older people, by himself, with his gran. It is hilarious. I love it. I love to see music touch more than the people that, you know, like started it. Yeah. So, I only have 10 minutes left to give y'all some love. Y'all heard my pitch. Ripples make waves. So get out there. Let people know about WJC, what favorite shows you have. Talk about it with people. When they say there's some things in Hudson that people like to hear about or want to know about, WJC is one of those things. We may not have an actual physical studio anymore, but we are present on the airwaves. We are palpable. Palpable. A few more things I want to mention. Waterfront Wednesday. Shout out to the Soup Club. Adam Wynot, Operation Unite, Miss Elena, Chef Danny, Bindle Stiff Circus, Stephanie Monsu. I know I'm missing some people, but the work that goes into bringing you guys Waterfront Wednesday, it is not labor. It is all love. Shout out to all the students that are going to be helping down at the waterfront this year. All of the vendors that have signed up, and all shout out to What's Really Good Kitchen, who's going to be there again this year. There's a few other vendors. I can't think of all the names. I'm sorry. But What's Really Good has been there from the beginning, from the inception of Waterfront Wednesday. So, you know, like the walkers have been diabolical in their approach to like getting out this food, y'all. First, it was just like, you know, Larry's Barbecue. Then the next year it was Glizzy's. Then the next year it was the Icy's with Grace. Then it was Mariah with her lemonade lemonade. I love the fact that they all recognize that it's a family affair. And you got Miss Willette with the scents. If you're looking for Egyptian or African oils, Miss Willette got you. And they're all gonna be down at the waterfront every Wednesday from 4:30 till dusk. And don't forget the Sloop Club. Shout out to Sam Merritt and the whole Sloop Club team. Also the Nature Trailer and all the people that are going to be heading that up. Education, community, the water, the park. It's all equitable. It's all beautiful. And then there's going to be a bunch of vendors down there. A bunch of things for you guys to get into. You know, most of the time the creators and the producers come down there. They don't charge for the things that go on. They try to give it out as community because we fundraise and we make it affordable. We also have city folks, businesses that donate. Thank you to all those donors who have decided to make Waterfront Wednesday a part of their existing platform of donation. We appreciate it all. And as you'll see from the banner, we put every donor up on there that we can. So don't forget Waterfront Wednesdays. And it's actually going to start a little early this year because we've decided to team up with the Farmers Market. Remember how the Farmers Market used to be on Wednesdays and they pivoted to Thursdays to allow for Waterfront Wednesdays to exist? Now we've done the most beautiful and magical thing. We've decided to bring it together so you can experience the Farmers Market down at the waterfront every Wednesday with us. And if you're wondering about the information on that, let me go to the Waterfront Wednesdays. Does have an Instagram. I'm going to pull that up right now and give you the address so that you guys can all check it out, because they will be launching all of the information there. And tell your friends. So it is Waterfront Wednesdays with the S at the end. And again, this year is July 10th. Nope, that was last year's. We got to update the date on the Instagram, y'all. We are still looking for vendors. Started on June 11th, which was yesterday. So we had our kickoff yesterday, June 11th to August 27th. Vending for the full season has a price. Can't mention that on online, but check out our Instagram and you will get the information. I'll definitely make sure that the updates for the timelines is done. I see we're going to have a jeweler present. Larynx Jewels will come down and vend, which is cute. Lemonheads, Peter's Pocket, Laws of Seven. We got our vendors lining up, y'all. Then we have the River Keepers who are going to be doing their events down there, trying to clean up the river. The City of Hudson, which makes it all possible, and donates and gives us the opportunity to do that. We'll have boat cruises again going around. Don't forget that. Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation, who donates generously to us. And you still have time to be a sponsor for Waterfront Wednesday if you want to. Definitely reach out to us at a DM on our Instagram, which is Waterfront Wednesday. And again, we will be partnering with the 7th Street Parks Hudson Thursday Market, which is now going to be on Wednesdays, which has like Common Hands Farm, the biodynamic farming that's local. It's a bunch of different farms coming together. And so that's going to be beautiful. So you can get some produce while you're down there. I had to take a breath. Sorry. I try to give out as much information as I can. I was going to mention the things that I'm reading and watching. I just finished reading one of my favorite authors. You know, I love me some Stephen King. I just finished reading Revival, which I have to say it was super weird, but it was like, it was also like really good. I like weird things, so I'm good with that, you know? I don't think that anything should just be like cookie cut. It should definitely have some weird vibes to it to give you that essence of life, because life is weird, you know? Yeah. I was just finished reading that. Then I also read Karen Slaughter's, what's the name of that book again? I just put it up on my TikTok too, because I got to share with the TikTok book talk girlies, you know. I got to let them know what I love.
I don't know if you need to hear this, but you only have to have me fucked up once.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, y'all.
That's it. That's all.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Sorry. You see why I can't even be messing with TikTok? Oh, my goodness. Let me go and find her in my pictures. This is crazy. Where is it? Karen, I just took a picture of it, too, to post. But you know what be happening too? Carmen be going in my phone and taking mad pictures of herself. She be doing videos telling me stuff like, Mom, I love you. You're just so beautiful. And we should do YouTube. We should have a YouTube channel. My daughter is 7 and I'm telling you, she's my boss already. So Karen Slaughter is the silent wife. Whew. I don't know if I think I talked about it last week. That is still with me. It's still with me. Yeah. And then Sadiqa Johnson, her book is still with me. Anytime a book has value and is good, it's going to be with you a while. I'm getting ready to read Tarana Rivdu's new book. She's another suspense writer, great writer, great author. I love her stuff. I'm a book person. If you have book suggestions, definitely hit me up in our DMs at Thursday afternoon show on Instagram. So Sadiqa Johnson's book was The Yellow Wife. It's Yellow Wife. So both books that I read in the month of May for Mother's Day had the term wife in them, interestingly enough. And women were the main characters in the book. Yeah. So, yeah. 2 minutes to go, y'all. I'm going to leave y'all with some music. Oh, I'm also watching, finally, I remember I got my password reset for my HBO and Max, which comes free with my phone subscription with AT&T. They said they don't even offer that no more. So, you know, I can't even leave that plan now because, you know, once you change the plan, that thing is gone. I've been watching House of Dragons, which I love Game of Thrones. So watching House of Dragons for me, chef's kiss. After America Don't Watch It, it's perfect because I don't see the spoilers anymore. And you know me and Tom, we hate spoilers. Anyway, so that was all I have for you folks. I'm so glad you tuned in. I'm so glad you decided to stay and listen. I'll be back next week, God willing. I'll leave you with this one, which is by Egyptian. Bye. WGXC's Thursday afternoon show, 90.7 FM. Donate!
I just want you to know. Na 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 na.